and sisters in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this blessing month, in this blessing night, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless all of us and bless all the Muslim ummah. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save all of us from the shaitan and forgive all our sins. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to teach all of us and increase all our knowledge from Al Quran Al Azim and Sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as Sheikh Osman, he said, today, the first day of the month of Zulhijjah. And as you know, month of Zulhijjah is one of the sacred month. Sacred month in Islam. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. الله سبحانه وتعالى says الحج أشهر معلومات. The month of Al-Hajj are known by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ma'lumat, showing clearly to all Muslims everywhere. So Al-Hajj, the month of Al-Hajj is 3 months. Month of Zulqa'dah and the month of Zulhijjah, the month of Shawwal, wa Dhul-Qa'dah, wa Dhul-Hijjah. That's called Ashhur al-Hajj. That means nobody allowed to travel from his country and to have intention to perform al-Hajj before these 3 months. It means somebody, for example, he travel in Ramadan and he says, for example, I need to intend to perform the Hajj for this year. You cannot do that. Has to be in the month of Shawwal or month of Zulqa'dah or the month of Zulhijjah. That's called Ashhuru al-Hajj, the month of al-Hajj. فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. سبحانك يا شيخ بارك الله فيك. والله it's gonna be a good idea. Sweet and low إن شاء الله. And lemon. Anything يا شيخ عثمان from you إن شاء الله. So أشهر الحج, if you intend to perform al-Hajj, Allah command us to avoid this tree. La rafath. La rafath, ya Sheikh Yusuf. La rafath. La rafath. Rafath mean in the language, no physical connection with the woman. No physical connection with the woman. لا رفص ولا فسوق. فسوق it's mean any kind of disobedience action or words. Cannot curse, no backbiting, no fighting, no namima, no ghaiba, no lie. All of this under the category of فسوق, فسق, فسوق. ولا جدال, and even not to dispute. If you go in a Hajj, you cannot dispute with your brother in Islam. If you find him will dispute for something in this dunya, you have to leave him. But for example, Sheikh Yusuf, if he said something wrong, I have right in Islam to go and correct him. They cannot consider this, it's from disputing. No, dispute if you have something related to your desire and I have something that's related to my desire, and we dispute for this. You cannot do that. Al-Hajj. Before we speak about the benefits of the 10 days of the months of Zulhijjah, we have to remember the Islamic calendar. Islamic calendar. Islamic calendar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made all month 12 months. What you call it Islamic, and some scholars they call it Arabic months, and some scholars they call it Islamic month. Inshallah, both of them are valid. And we have to understand when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inna qala ta'ala fi kitab al-kareem inna iddat al-shuhur inda Allah fi kitab Allah inda Allah sahih kada yawm an khalaq al-samawati wal-ard ithna ashara shahra minha arba'atun hurum fala tazlimu fihinna anfusakum iddat al-shuhur. The number of the month in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sight, the day He created the heaven and earth, are 12 months. You cannot make it 13, 12 months. Minha arba'atun hurum. Out of this 12, there is a 4 month. Allah call it al-ashhur al-hurum. It means the sacred month. What is the sacred month? Is 4 months. Anybody knows about this 4 months? And what is the meaning of al-ashhur al-hurum? What does that mean? Also, we need to understand. Huh. 2 months they came together, which is Zulqa'dah and Zulhijjah. That's 2 months. It is called also the month of Al-Hajj, Zulqa'dah and Zulhijjah. Shahr al-Muharram, the month of Al-Muharram, and then Rajab, the month of Rajab. 4 months. What is you call it? Al-Ashhur al-Hurum. Hurum means sacred month. Allah forbid to fight in this month. Subhanallah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forbid the believer to start fight against even the mushrik in this month. Except if they attacking you, you have right to defend yourself in this month. Could you imagine about this? So Allah forbid to fight. So what happened today in the street of Egypt? What happened today in the street of Egypt? What happened today in the streets of Syria? They killed a Muslim in the sacred month, which Allah made it haram even to fight the mushrik, the disbelievers. Allah made it haram. What about if you raise your sword or your gun against a Muslim brothers and you killed him in this month? Allahu Akbar, ya Ummat al-Islam. Where are they gonna go from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forgive this at all. Wallahi, Allah doesn't forgive this at all. Because all the people knows that's called the sacred month. You cannot fight. Hasbunallahi wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahi wa ni'mal wakeel. So in the YouTube today, a soldier, he took the gun and he came between him and another Muslim who demonstrate against this, what they call a coup in Egypt, an arm in Egypt, and they shoot him direct in the head, direct, and they found his brain exploded in the month of Al-Hajj. And he said, Alhamdulillah, we fight against the terrorists. Allahu Akbar. So Al-Hajj, my dear brother, in Islam, Allah describe it and make it command. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سورة البقرة وأتم الحج والعمرة لله. And perform the Hajj and Umrah for who? For Allah only alone. Only alone. Because if you perform the Hajj for anybody else, instead Allah تبارك وتعالى, that is shirk. Some Muslim, when you meet them in the Hajj, I found a Muslim fighting a Sheikh Yusuf with a broker, travel agency in Hajj, and he start to curse the travel because he did not find the bus. The bus was late. He start to curse the man and he told him, "Do you know how much I pay for this trip? I pay you $8,000. $8,000 only to get the title of Haji. So when I come back to my country, the people will call me what? Haji, Haji, Haji." So he did not make the Haji sincerely to Allah. He made it only to buy the title. Haji, salam alaikum, Haji. That's what he looking for. Jazakallah khair, Mawlana. Allah yubarak fi, barakallah fi. Jazakallah khair. So he did not go for Allah. He just want to be Haji. Haji, that's all. Allahu Akbar. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says also in the Quran, Surah Al Imran, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ لِمَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And Allah has right over men to perform a Hajj for to the house of Allah, those who are able financially. So we find some people today borrow money to go for Hajj. If you don't have the money, don't go, yeah. But some people sometimes they borrow the money from the credit card. They go and borrow money from the credit card in order to go to Hajj. And then we ask him questions. So you borrow money $7,000-$8,000 for Hajj. How are you gonna pay? Oh, when I come back I make payment. So that means actually borrow money with interest to go for al-Hajj. Allah قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا. Allah is good. Never accept anything except what? Good, halal. So when you have the money for Hajj, you must have the money from what? The halal money. You made it. Not from pork, not from khinzir, not from lottery, not from stealing, not to borrow money with interest. Haram, all of this. Accepted, never been accepted at all. You have to make the man halal money to perform your Hajj. طيب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, how many times al Hajj I have to make it a year in my life? Once. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث في صحيح مسلم والإمام الطبري قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيها الناس, ابن عباس, أيها الناس, أو بيبل أو من, إن الله قد فرض عليكم الحج فحجوا إلى بيت الله. Allah command you to perform al-Hajj. Go and hurry up and perform your Hajj. فقال رجل أمان قال أكل عام يا رسول الله. Is that every year? We mentioned this before. The Prophet ﷺ, he turned his face to the other side and he did not answer the man. But the man, he repeated for the second time. Is that every year, Messenger of Allah? The Prophet, he turned his face to the other side and he did not answer him. Then the man insisted for the third time to ask the same question to Rasulullah ﷺ. Is that every year, the Messenger of Allah? Then when they found the man is are repeating the same questions. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم disliked it. قال ذروني ما تركتكم عليه فقد أهلك من قبلكم كثرة السؤال وخروجهم على أنبيائه. Leave me at the end of my word, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said. Leave me at the end of what? Of my word, my statement. Don't ask me anymore. Because Allah, He sent those who were before you, it's been the Christian and Jew, to full destructions when they start what? Asking their prophets, and they became against them, and they declare a war against the prophet and messengers. Allah punished them with full destructions. So we understood from this one time Hajj. The Prophet ﷺ, oh people, go and perform Hajj. That's it, it's once. Don't ask for more. But if this is once enough for me, no, increase. Increase yourself. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, حديث جابر, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما, والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. From Umrah to the second Umrah, Allah forgive in between. Allah. So that means encouragement to go and increase your Umrah. You have the money, that is the best trip. It's better than you go to California Beach. It's better than you go to Ohio or Honolulu. Honolulu, where is Honolulu, man?
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Brother, mashallah, has experience. Allah akrimak, barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khair, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khair. Barakallahu feek. So, between Umrah and the second Umrah, Allah forgive in between the best, wallahi. Sheikh Yusuf, the best vacation. Wallahi, the best vacation, if I have to save the money and I go to Umrah. What's better than that? Every one of you, mashallah, those who has experience of Hajj or Umrah before, this is the best vacation, wallahi. Every time, wallahi, even if you remember when you leave the Kaaba, wallahi, you cry because you are not guaranteed to come back to see the Kaaba again or not. Nobody guarantees life. Best vacation ever to spend it. You find even the people in the Fajr time, the people moving like the day of the judgment. Quietly, they go to the Masjid. Either in Mecca or in Medina, you find the people quiet, everybody. You have energy to wake up to go to for Fajr. But when we come back here, and the Fajr time, and you know the Fajr time is 3:30 in the winter time. Man, it's too cold outside, man. You understand? Let me sleep more, man. I have to go to work tomorrow, man. Right or not? But over there, you find, subhanAllah, have energy. You wake up right away for Fajr. You are going to the Masjid. Find every Salah, you run to the Masjid. So, and you feel comfortable because you forgot. Wallahi, sometimes I forgot my children. I don't remember that I have children because I don't think about anything. I found myself in very great feeling and comfortable. Could you imagine if you were be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is the best vacation ever. And you increase. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Increase. تَزَوَّدُوا. Increase al-amal al-salih. Righteous deeds. And this is the best of the treasury you carry to the hereafter. So we understood that Umrah from Umrah and Umrah, Allah forgive in between. Then the Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. And the right Hajj, the sincerely Hajj, to perform it to Allah, there is no reward for it except what? الجنة. May Allah تبارك وتعالى increase all of us with Al-Hajj and Umrah. And may Allah تبارك وتعالى accept from our brother and sister those who perform Hajj this year. That is a great reward. طيب. Look at Hadith Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda. Before I say this, Umar, I would like to mention also Hadith ibn Abbas. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنه وأرضاه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث في أحمد عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم تعجلوا بالحج فإنه لا يدري أحدكم ماذا يعرض عليه بعد ذلك. Go and hurry up to perform your Hajj. Hurry up, rush to go for Hajj. Because none one of you knows what's gonna happen to him tomorrow. What's gonna happen to him next year? Maybe today, Hajj are permitted. Still, Abraham, how much is the Hajj this year? 8,000? 7,000, 8,000, Allah. Subhanallah. Maybe next year they said, you know, whoever gonna go to Hajj, it will be terrorists. And everybody will be scared to go to Hajj. Subhanallah. Never know. Or the Hajj will jump to 15. Saudi Arabia demolish all the big 5-star hotel around the Haram to make extension. That is the biggest extension ever in the history. To increase or to take more than 1 million people to be more in the Haram. Subhanallah. But the Hajj became expensive. We never know how much. How much the Hajj will be. Maybe I'm not going to be able financially. You see how the difficult. People suffering from economic. Bad economic now. Maybe it's going to be harder for me to go. So if you are able to go, as soon as you can, go and rush for Hajj. Because you never know what's going to happen to you. You never know what's going to happen for those who travel. It's possible. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن حديث في عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه وارضاه. He said something very important too about those who has money and they don't go to for Hajj. Because as we said before many time here, when the brother found himself in 35, 40 years, go to Hajj, he said, I'm still young. I'm going Hajj when I became like an old man, 70 years, 80 years old. How do you guarantee you live to 70 years or 80 years old? How do you guarantee? You cannot guarantee yourself. So therefore, Umar ibn al-Khattab بعت رجالا إلى أمصار. Umar ibn al-Khattab sent some of his governors. Send it to a certain cities, towns. قال فانظروا لكل واحد له جدة أو جدة. Look to every single one in this city who has سعة من المال. He has money. He's able to go to Hajj and he has money, because the Hajj became obligation and fard if you have what? The money. So Umar ibn al-Khattab, he told his governor, check about certain people in the city. They have money and they don't go to Hajj. They have money, but they never go to Hajj. قَالَ فَضْرِبُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْجِزْيَةِ. يضربوا عليهم الجزية. Command them to pay the jizya. What is the jizya? Is taxes.
Taxes.
And the taxes under the Muslim state, who had to pay this? The non-Muslim. And then Umar, he repeated twice. He said, قال ما هم بمسلمين. ما هم بمسلمين. They are not Muslim. They are not Muslim. Allahu Akbar. As we told you before, Hajj became a condition when you have the money. You cannot postpone it. And I give you example before. I tell you, today is Salat al-Isha. Someone he said, Wallah, I like to do postpone Salat al-Isha for tomorrow. Can someone do that? Cannot do that. When the time will come, You have to do it, the fard which Allah command you. So some people, they have the money and they don't. You are not if. And Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said the same thing. قال من معه المال ولم يحج فإما أن يموت يهوديا وإما أن يموت نصرانيا. Who has the money, Ali رضي الله عنه وأرضاه, who has the money and he doesn't perform the Hajj, if he die before he perform the Hajj and Umrah, he die either a Christian or Jew. Allahu Akbar. Very dangerous. Because some of us, they love the money. Allah Azza wa Jal, do we love the money, Sheikh? Anybody say exactly we hate the money? We don't like money? Anybody say that here? Wallahi, if any one of you will say no, he will be liar, because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وتحبون المال حبا جما. And you love the money so much, too much, more than anything. Could you imagine if somebody told you, wake up 3 o'clock, because if you come to me, I will give you $500. You're gonna wake up or not?
Yeah.
You gonna wake up or not? $500 or $1,000, you gonna wake up or not? Yeah. I know there's money gonna come with for 3 o'clock. But ya akhi, to come here is 5:30, the fajr. Wallahi, yani, because I have to work, you know, see, hundreds of excuses. But the money cannot, subhanAllah. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make all of us righteous in Islam. Amen. Among the believer, inshaAllah ta'ala. So be careful about the stuff, because Umar, he said, almost to send some people to the cities and to check every single one over there who has the money and doesn't perform the Hajj before. So commanded them to pay jizya, like the non-Muslim. أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها, and this message also for sisters. أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها وأرضاه, narrated in Muslim, صحيح مسلم, عن عائشة رضي الله عنها وأرضاه, قالت يا رسول الله هل على النساء من جهاد؟ Are the women obligated or commanded to make jihad? Are women commanded to make jihad in Islam? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال نعم عليهن جهاد. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah, yes, عليهن, upon them there is a jihad. ولكن جهاد بلا قتال. But this jihad without fighting. Then Aisha, she asked the Prophet ﷺ, what kind of jihad without fighting? قال الحج والعمرة. الحج والعمرة is like jihad في سبيل الله. Allah, can we go for Hajj? Inshallah ta'ala, Allah provide us, inshallah ta'ala, بإذن الله تعالى, to go to for jihad, inshallah ta'ala. It's mean the Hajj and Umrah. The Hajj and Umrah is the best jihad في سبيل الله, inshallah ta'ala. طيب, those who prepare themselves for Al-Hajj, number one before they go, they have to go and express their tawbah. I'm going for the house of Allah. Then you have to go and express sincerely tawbah to Allah. And sincerely tawbah for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, meaning that to feel sad about your sins which you committed in the past, to decide not to come back to these sins anymore, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, to make this Hajj sincerely only to Allah. That's number one. Number two, أن تطلب المغفرة والعفو لمن ظلمت. If you treated anyone before unjustly. You have to go and ask him, my brother, my sister in Islam, one day I spoke about you in your absence and I spoke bad about you, please forgive me. One day I spoke bad about any one of you. Before I go, you have to clear yourself with whom you treated him before unjustly. You have to ask him to forgive you. Otherwise, the Hajj is not going to accept it. And how many one of us, because the Muslims, they love to talk about each other. Like Yusuf is to sit down with me today. After Yusuf is coming, I meet the other brother. This man, to be honest with you, I don't like him. This man is so and so and so and so and so and so. List. Again, Sheikh Yusuf. Why, if you are feeling bad for him, why you don't go in his face? Go and speak with him in the face. Okay, wallah, I don't like this action from you. I don't like when you do that. I don't like when you say like that. I don't like it, okay, because this is not from the Islam. Tell him in his face. Why you have to go and tell someone else? So you have to ask forgiveness from whom you treated him unjustly, openly or secretly, in order to make your Hajj accepted, inshallah. Number three, if you borrow money or you owe money from anyone, you cannot go to Al-Hajj, individual or organization. You have to go and what? Ask him. You have to go and ask him. Yeah, Sheikh Yusuf, I took from you $2,000. I know you've been waiting for your money, but I have some money this year and I need to go to Hajj. Can you permit me? I have to tell him clearly like this. Can you permit me? Sheikh Yusuf said, no, I need my money. You have to give him his money and you don't go to Hajj. That's the number of lying. But if he said, yes, okay, did you perform it? Allah, I didn't perform Hajj before. Okay, I permit you. Inshallah, when you come back, you can give it to me. I wish it. I don't need the money now. Go. If he permit me, I can go. But someone, as we cleared before a couple of months in this masjid, somebody bought a house with mortgage. It's the money you owe, right? There's a mortgage company. Are you going to pick up the phone and ask the mortgage company? Yeah, the Citibank. Assalamu alaikum, Citibank. I owe you money, actually. Can you permit me to go to Hajj? What's Citibank going to tell you? No! You understand? So, subhanAllah, mortgage, we ask Allah to free all the brothers who bought the house by mortgage, which is haram in Islam, to free them from this mortgage very soon, and to go for Islamic bank. We have a lot of Islamic bank, make refinance. But if I owe money for Islamic bank, can I ask the Islamic bank to forgive me or to permit me to go to Hajj? No, mortgage is like rent. You don't need any permission from the Islamic bank. We talk about individual, you take it, the money from him, Muslim or non-Muslim. He cannot go unless you pay the debt. So this is also recommended, inshaAllah ta'ala, for those who need to intend al-hajj, inshaAllah ta'ala. And as we clear it, should be from the halal money, inshaAllah ta'ala also. The next one, يَنْبَغِي التَّعَلُّمْ بِأَحْكَامِ الْحَجِّ. We need to learn the rule of al-hajj. For most of the Muslims, they leave and they go to Hajj without learning the rule and the condition of Al-Hajj. That's we find a lot of violations. The brother doesn't know what miqat is. The brother doesn't know what so and so. So a lot of people with me, they go to Mecca by it. And in the plane, they don't change the clothes, they don't change anything, and they go to direct. And I said, actually, my miqat, the appointed place to start your Hajj in Jeddah. Who told you that? There is a certain place the Prophet ﷺ described it in the Sunnah. You cannot start your Hajj if you pass any one of these points. You must start from this point. And you have hundreds of muftis. When you go over there, everybody making fatwa without fearing Allah تبارك وتعالى, without fearing Allah تبارك وتعالى. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. So you need to learn the process and the rule of al-hajj, the condition of al-hajj. Learn the akhi, there is a books from everywhere you could learn. Ask the imam, ask the scholar before you go. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. Found some woman with menses, they enter the holy house with menses. Oh, somebody told me, don't worry about it. Allah غفور رحيم, غفور رحيم. To enter the house of Allah and you have the menses and you said Allah غفور رحيم. أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها وأرضاه, when she intended to perform the Umrah and she reached Mecca with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, she was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but suddenly she had the menses. She came to cry to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Messenger of Allah, I have intended to make the Umrah for tamattu'. Because those who doesn't have the animal, they cannot. Those who doesn't, they have to go for tamattu'. Tamattu', it means to make your umrah. Then after you make your umrah, shave or make your hair cut off, take your clothes. That is the umrah, and stay until day 8. That's mean tamattu', to enjoy the time without this. Because if you stay with this clothes long time, it's bothering you. But those who lead the animal with them to enter Mecca with the animal, it's mean the goat or lamb, they have to perform some hajj, call it qiran. Qiran, it's mean you have to perform the umrah too, but you cannot take your clothes off ihram. You must until you complete the whole hajj. But for umrah, we make the umrah, then we take the clothes out, we enjoy it, to enjoy everything but perfume, everything you do it, even meeting with a wife, until the day of number 8. Yawm al-Tarwiyah, to start, that is the day to start your hajj. So Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha arda, when she came cry to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, I have the menses. Qala ya Aisha, if'ali kullu ma yaf'alu al-hajj illa an tatufi bil-bayt. Do everything like the hajj does, except to make tawaf around the house of Allah, because the condition to make tawaf around the Kaaba, you have to be in full what? Pure. Somebody lost his wudu, can you complete your tawaf? In the middle, I make like 5 times around. How many times I have to make? 7. Now 6.5, I made it. Before I complete number 7, boom, gas. What we have to do?
Make wudu.
And remember, there is no wudu. You sometimes, if you need to go to the bathroom, there is no bathroom in the holy house. You have to go outside. And when you come back, how many times you gonna make?
7.
Only one time. The last one which you miss it, you only repeat it, the last one. This is the mercy from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. I found a man, old man. There is a Kaaba. And when you make tawaf, you make the Kaaba all the time in your left. You go all around and make the Kaaba in your left. I found a man taking help the old woman, and he takes the old woman's hand and he go by his back. And he go around the Kaaba by his back in the opposite side. And I meet him and told him, Ya'am, come here. Here. I know you are an old man, but you have to repeat all of this. How many times? He said, I make 6, my son, 6 times like this. But I'm helping the woman. I told him, but you violate the rule. If you want to make tawaf, you make the Kaaba in your left, but you make the Kaaba all the time in your right, and you go by your back. He walked by his back. People doesn't know. People doesn't know are old. They don't know. And some of this who actually make it like some fine pie, after we finish the whole, he told me, Ya Sheikh, the Umrah, I made a five pints, but there is a gas came from me. I ate food may cause a diarrhea. Avoid to eat some spicy food, Irhamukallah, because spicy food gonna bother you too much. And he said, I make five only. And I asked a scholar, he told me, Allah Ghafur Rahim, it's okay, Allah will accept it. I told him, no, you have to go and repeat it again. So you must learn your deen. If you cannot go by your mind, if you don't know, you have to ask. Ask your deen. Because any violation in Hajj cost you what? Animal. Cost you what? Animal. Somebody while he dresses ihram, what did he do? He forgot and he bring perfume and he put perfume. While he's in ihram. So he violate, is it haram or not? This is going to cost him what? To sacrifice an animal. Somebody bas al-miqat without start from this point to start his hajj or umrah. Somebody bas it without processing the niyyah and start his ihram. This is going to cost him blood. Meaning he has to go and every single mistake you have to sacrifice an animal. Unless if you don't know, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will forgive you, inshaAllah ta'ala, as the ulama said, inshaAllah ta'ala. طيب, speak about, I don't want to go detail, if you want to go for the Hajj's rule, if you have any question in your mind and you need a clearance, you can ask me about any condition of the Hajj. But if I stay today to start to speak about the condition and the rule of Al-Hajj, inshaAllah ta'ala, we're going to finish after 2 months without going home. Because I have a lot of rule, has a lot of conditions. I'm not going to go unless you ask me the question, I will answer you inshaAllah. If you are confusing or you don't know how you perform it, or you did something in the past and you need to clear it, inshallah. So I'm going to leave it for you. I'm going to the second part in my class, which is the first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijj. Alhamdulillah. Now,
so if the person met Umrah, but then after Umrah he passed away, he deceased.
Say it again.
So person met Umrah during Ramadan, right? And then he was unable to make an Hajj, right? Would that person still be held responsible even though he was financially capable of making Hajj? Before making Hajj he died, but he met Umrah.
He died?
So I'm giving a scenario saying person made Umrah in Ramadan or any other time, but wasn't able to make an Hajj, though he was financially capable of doing it. How does that contemplate?
That mean you tell me somebody went to Ramadan,
right,
traveled in Ramadan, and he performed the Umrah.
Right.
As I clear it again, as I said in the beginning of my class, if someone traveled in Ramadan, this is not the month of Al-Hajj. If he travel in Ramadan, his traveling only will be based to Umrah. But if he need, for example, because we have to describe about this in 2 different scenarios. The first scenario, he travel in Ramadan to perform Umrah, and he died. Alhamdulillah, he performed the Umrah. But someone, for example, he said, let me stay from Ramadan until I perform the Hajj. Okay, now, in order to start his niyyah, he has to renew his niyyah to perform Al-Hajj and Umrah in the month of Shawwal. Because Shawwal is the month of Al-Hajj. We say the month of Al-Hajj, Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah. The niyyah must be processed in Shawwal or Dhul Qa'dah or Dhul Hijjah in order to perform the Hajj. But for example, he was in Shawwal. and he intend to make Umrah in Shawwal for the, because Hajj, the first you have to start with Umrah. So he make another Umrah in Shawwal, and he already process a niyyah to perform Umrah and Hajj, and he die in Shawwal without completing his Hajj or without performing the Hajj in the day of number 8 of Dhul Hijjah. Allah will written for him the Hajj. Got it? But if he's still alive and financially he couldn't make it, he couldn't make the Hajj because financially, so there is no Hajj will be written for him. He will be only gain the Umrah which he performed, inshallah ta'ala. That clear for you? Barakallahu feek. Tafaddal. In the past, talk about what?
Two years ago, you talk about somebody, you don't, but you didn't know the repercussions, didn't know that you're not supposed to do that, and you didn't know that, that you have to ask for the forgiveness, ask Allah for the forgiveness. You don't remember really, but you know that in your past you did that. How can you get that?
Barakallahu feek. So if I know, for example, 2 years ago, 2 years, I'm going to tell you my experience about that. This is, I'm going to answer your question very well. Very early, when I performed the first Hajj, and that time actually I was struggling to study the Sharia, and I did not complete my education in Sharia, so I would depend on the scholars or the people who I travel with. I took my father that time, right? That probably before you born, inshallah ta'ala. Allah save you. Then after that, they told us, the travel agency, they told us, you're going to Mecca. That's why it's very important to ask, I'm going to Mecca first, or I'm going to Medina first. If you're going to Mecca first, you have to start your ihram from the plane, in a place called Rabigh. The airplane, when they travel, they pass by, except especially for the people from Africa and Europe and United States, they have to pass by or equal to that place called Rabigh. So I already intend, me and my father in the plane, we intended to make the Hajj, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, and we start loud our voice, actually with talbiyah, and we change the clothes in the plane, and we take all the jacket, because you are not allowed to wear anything with the stitches. We are already available or have intention to go to Mecca to perform the Umrah first, because we reach in the beginning of Dhul Hijjah. The Hajj day to start your ihram for Hajj, it was day number 8 of Dhul Hijjah. Now, when we reach the city of Hajj in Jeddah, Jeddah is like 1 hour or 1.5 hour from Mecca. Every person has to stop in Jeddah first. Call it the city of Hajj. They have tents, and you have to stay there in order to finish your process for visa and all this stuff. Where is your bus? Where is your plane? Whatever it is. We're going to Mecca. And when we reach the city of the Hajj, they told us, we're sorry, Mecca's closed. All this group who came today and yesterday, they must go to Medina first. I am in what? In Ihram. I am in Ihram. Close of Ihram. I intend already in the Miqat, which you call it Rabigh, 20 minutes before you reach the Gadda. Rabigh in the plane, while you are in the plane, 20 minutes before you reach Jeddah, you must start from this point. And the pilot has to tell you, be ready to start your ihram. He has to tell you in advance 1 hour to prepare yourself to change your clothes. And when you reach Rabigh, you say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. I intended to make Umrah for the cause of Allah. Now I am in the land. They told us, you have to go to Medina. Go to Medina. what we're going to do is ihram. One of those people who are available for fatwa 24 hours, they are not capable for fatwa. Because they learned the Islam by... There is two different things between learning the Islam by experience or learning the Islam by studying the Islam and the Sharia. It's two different between these two people. That's why many times I said in my class, every imam who gives the khutbah, not every imam is a scholar. He could be a very good speaker. But not every imam is a not every speaker is a scholar. But every scholar could be a speaker. Because he knows the Sharia. He could stand up and he give the khutbah. He knows the rule. Now, when we reach there, he said, you know, go and take your clothes out. You come to Medina. And after you enjoyed in Medina, you stay a couple of days. 20 minutes by bus also from there, there's a place to start your ihram. Call it Miqat, call it a Abyaru Ali. Abyaru Ali, not Ali ibn Abi Talib. But they call it Abyar Ali. Or another name, the old name, call it Dhu Hulaifa. So I take my clothes out. And I went to Medina to stay a couple of days in Medina. We stand up again 20 minutes after Medina. We change the clothes, take a shower, change the clothes, and we declare that we're going for the Umrah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik when we take the bus. I complete all the Hajj. When I start after that, I was processing to study the Sharia. And I learned so and so, I found myself guilty. I went and search a big scholar. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give him a blessing for him. That inshallah is a big scholar. He told me, my son, you and your father must pay sacrifice animal. I said, why? He said, because you intend to perform Umrah when you reach. When you start already in Rabigh 20 minutes before you reach the city of the Hajj in Jeddah, and when you reach there and they told you, no, you cannot enter Mecca and go to Medina, you should keep the clothes of Ihram until you stay all days in Medina to enter, because you already have intention to perform the Umrah. You cannot take the clothes out. Other way, you will violate the rule of the Umrah and the rule of the Miqat and the rule of so and so. So after 3 years, I send the money, sacrifice extra goat for me and extra goat for my father, subhanallah. But when I studied that, I found it's impossible. Therefore, according to your question, if someone commits some mistakes there, right? If you miss Arafah, for example, somebody gets sick, for example, and he's going to the hospital, and he missed the day of Arafah to be in Arafah even with few minutes. He missed it because it was in Arafah. So his Hajj will be accepted? No. He has to go for the second year to complete his Hajj again. If he lost some of the process of Al-Hajj, such as he missed Tawaf, for example, Tawaf Al-Wida', Tawaf bye-bye to Mecca, for example, he did not do it. Or Tawaf Al-Ifada, after you finish the day number 10 and you sacrifice the animal and you shave your head or make it short, right? And then you miss this ifada. This means when you come back to your country, your Hajj is short. You must send to sacrifice an animal. Every mistake he did it, you have to pay for it, inshallah. Some ulama, they say, if he did it with ignorance and he doesn't know, this is al-uzru bil-jahl la ya'fiq. Because someone is ignorant and he continue to do. That's why many times I'm struggling with you. you can some a lot of people when they hear the class start, it's quick, they escape. But this is ignorance. In the salah you perform it every day, mistake. Allah will forgive you. No, you don't have excuse with keeping the mistake without asking. You cannot continue the date on Islam because you depend on yourself. You cannot do that. You have to ask. If I know myself, look to your brother next to you, for example, next to you, and ask. Because ignorance doesn't give you any permit or any forgiveness. You must learn not to continue committing the sins or committing the sins or making the mistake and error. And he said, Allah ghafur rahim. No, you will be asked why you don't ask about your deed. You must ask about your deed. That's why I told you before you leave, you must ask. May Allah forgive all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. 10 days of the month of Zulhijjah. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu wa arda'a wa an as-sahabati ajma'in. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min ayyam al-amal salih fihinna. Azal. Inshallah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu
الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حديث ابن عباس قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما من أيام أحب إلى الله العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشر من ذي الحجة. قالوا ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله يا رسول الله؟ قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجلا خرج بنفسه وماله ولم يرجع بذلك من شيء. This beautiful hadith to show you how is important these 10 days of the month, the first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah. The Prophet ﷺ, they say, there is no any days in Allah's days. The righteous days, the righteous deeds, the most beloved righteous deeds, more beloved to Allah more than any righteous deed you perform it in another days. The meaning is the best righteous deed you could offer it for Allah in the first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah. And the Sahaba, they ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قالوا ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. Jihad is a righteous deed too, even the jihad to strive for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even is not equal to this. The Prophet ﷺ said, even the jihad, to perform a good deed in these days is better than anything in the whole entire world. Allah love it too much. Except a man, the Prophet, he make exception. Except a man, he went out with his soul and his money, and he come back without anything. What does that mean?
He died.
That means he sold his soul to Allah, and he sold exactly spend his money for the cause of Allah. This is will be exception, better than these days. So from the meaning, another hadith for Abdullah ibn Umar, narrated by Ahmad. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام أعظم عند الله من هذه الأيام العشر من ذي الحجة فأكثروا فيها من التهليل والتكبير والتحميد. The most greatest day in Allah تبارك وتعالى, the first 10 days of the month of ذي الحجة, mean the righteous deed, the most beloved and greatest, great or the greatest righteous deeds to perform it in these days, it is the great in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's side. فأكثروا, increase. تهليل, what's تهليل is? Anybody told تهليل? لا إله إلا الله. That's mean these 10 days in the market, in the school, in you exactly, in the masjid, in your house, in everywhere, in the street. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وإليه المصير. It's enough even to say لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله, to make تهليل. That's called التهليل. والتكبير, and to make the تكبير. تكبير is what? الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله, والله أكبر, الله أكبر, ولله الحمد. ابن عمر and ابن عباس, ابن مسعود, when they used to enter the market, and they used to say that, and all the sellers in the market, they repeat after them, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله, to greet Allah تبارك وتعالى, to make takbir to Allah in these 10 days. Don't leave it from your mouth. And remember, this is the best and greatest righteous deed. What tahmid? Tahmid to say, Alhamdulillah, 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 increase it. Allah loved this righteous deed. Don't leave it. It's important for all of us. What is the righteous deed we could do it in these days? Number one, an-nafila, increase all your salah nafila. Increase two rak'ah, four rak'ah, six rak'ah, eight rak'ah. Stand up in the middle of the night, make two rak'ah, four rak'ah, six rak'ah. Pray with every salah, pray another salah. Make it nafila. This is the righteous deed Allah multiplied. How much is that? Allah reward you in these days. You know, in Islam, if you perform one good deed, Allah multiplied you 10. And in Ramadan, Allah multiplied you 700. What about in these 10 days? Unlimited. Unlimited. Don't lose it. So increase your nafila, fasting. These 10 days, سبق عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to fast 9 days from Zulhijjah. This is nafila. Increase it. If you are able, if you are not able, make it 3 days. Make it 4 days, 5 days. It's upon you, inshallah, and upon your capability. Increase as much as you perform this nafila, it will be good in the in these 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Increase your nafila. And when you saw the rahmatullahi, ya akhi wallahi, subhanallah, the mercy of Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how Allah, He loves us. Now, we know the Prophet, he used to fast every week, Monday and Thursday. So now Monday, tomorrow, the second day of Dhul-Hijjah. So if you have the intention to fast this day because of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and the same intention to fast Monday, then Allah, He reward you for both of them. Double. And double unlimited, inshaAllah ta'ala. So don't leave it. أكثروا من الصدقات. If you need to contribute, contribute in these days. Contribute, because it's also this righteous good deed. Remember your brother and sister, those. Prepare yourself to send money for qurbani. You are allowed to send the money for qurbani, to sacrifice an animal. In your country, you are allowed to do that. Even you give it away, everything, it will be better for you. Because a lot of Muslims, they don't find the food. Make them happy to feed them these days. Or in the month, or the day of Al-Eid. If you cannot fast, if you cannot make sacrifice the animal in the first day of Al-Eid, remember the Eid is 3 days. You could sacrifice the animal in second day or third day before Maghrib. Watch about this too. Sacrifice an animal or make a donation for the needy people. It's a sadaqah. Qira'at al-Quran. Have like a word every day. I need to finish one surah. Alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will help you. Help you to finish. That is the best righteous deed to offer in these days. Visit the illness people. If I know someone is sick, go and visit. When you visit him, for sure you'll find Allah there waiting for you. And if you visit and Allah is there, what happened to your sins? Inshallah, Allah will forgive you. That's the righteous deed. Make zikr. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah, al-azim. Let's remind ourselves. Subhanallah. Say it. Subhanallah. Wa bihamdihi. سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. What about, what is the benefits for that? If you say that, Allah تبارك وتعالى give you every single time 100,000 good deeds and عمل righteous deed for 24,000 years. How much you will lost? How much you will lost? With Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Kalimatan, khafifatan ala al-lisan, thaqilatan fi al-mizan. Two words. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about that. Two words. Light in your tongue, but so heavy in the scale. So heavy in the scale. Don't lose it. Make the zikr every time in these days. If you have problem, you find Muslim, they fighting each other, go and get in between and make reconciliation between your brother in Islam. Sister, make reconciliation between your two sisters. They don't speak to each other. Start to speak with your brother. Start reconnect with your family member. Allah, my sister, I will never call her until she call me first. La, start salam first. Make yourself to start and start the salam first with whom you cut the relationship with, relative or friends. Go and start. This is the best righteous good deed, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this, inshaAllah ta'ala, these 10 days a blessing. A blessing of this 10 days is great. فيه يوم عرفة. يوم عرفة. Whoever fasts يوم عرفة, Allah forgives 2 years. 1 year before, and we 1 year is coming. Allahu Akbar. يوم التروية, the day of Eid of Zulhijjah. Allah, that is called the day of forgiveness. Don't lose it. The day of Al-Eid to sacrifice the animal. Don't lose it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be proud about you, and also Allah will clear all your sins, inshaAllah ta'ala. Don't lose this 10 days, arhamukallah. If you are trained to stay in the front of the TV to watch the movie, please cancel the movie. If you are trained to hear every day in the morning, Ya Sheikh Yusuf, songs, I love songs, certain songs, you understand? Don't listen to these songs. Keep it with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Offer yourself with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah will make this and make dua for the ummah, that Allah will forgive all the ummah, and that Allah tabaraka ta'ala will help me to perform Hajj and Umrah next year, inshaAllah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to accept from all the brothers and sisters. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us to perform Hajj and Umrah next year. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give victory for the brother and sister and everywhere. اللهم انصر الإسلام في سوريا. اللهم انصر الإسلام في سوريا. وانصر الإسلام في مصر وفي السودان وفي الصومال. وانصر الإسلام في البرما وفي العراق وفي أفغانستان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. وانصر إخواننا في الباكستان. وانصر إخواننا في البنغلاديش. وانصر إخواننا في كل مكان. واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. انصرنا على من عادانا. لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم عز الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان. اللهم انصر عبادك المخلصين. ولا تجعلنا يا ربي فتنة للقوم الظالمين. اللهم اكفنا شر خلقك واكفنا شر أعداء الدين. واحرس هذا الدين واجعله راية لجميع الناس والخلق أجمعين. اللهم يا ربي بعزتك يا رحم الراحمين انصرنا على من عادانا. لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافنا ولا يرحمنا. اشف مرضانا واشف مرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا واشف مرضى المسلمين. واغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا وأمواتنا الأحياء من والأموات يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب عزنا بعزك وارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم. ولا تقبضنا إلا وأنت راض عنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم يا رب اهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين. واحرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل. واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. واجعل فأرنا على من ظلمنا. وانصرنا على من عادانا. A question before you pray. Please discuss him between me and Sheikh Osman today in the phone. One of the brothers, he sent his wife to Hajj this year. And this question we received a lot. And the brother, he called me even today. He sent his wife without mahram. He said, can I send my wife alone without mahram? Mahram meaning husband or brother or son or uncle or grandfather or father-in-law. All this is called mahram. Can I send my wife? Basically, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث في مسلم. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحل لامرأة تؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن تسافر يوم بليلة إلا ومعها ذي محرم. There is no permission for any woman believing in Allah and the hereafter to travel one single day and night without mahram. Company to be with her. Company to be with her. So what we have to do, our ulama in this generation, they say there is exception. If the woman will travel with group of women to be secured with them, it will be okay also, inshallah. The purpose, the Prophet, he said that because the woman in that time, she used to travel in the camel or mule or in donkey by herself in the desert. Some animal attacking her and some people attacking her. So that time was very, very, very dangerous. But today, if the woman travel in the plane with a group of people secured, nobody will touch her. some of the ulama, is not my fatwa, the ulama of the fatwa al-lajna al-da'ima, they said it's permitted if she will be in the middle of the group of women to go with them, inshallah ta'ala. But I recommend again to travel with a mahram. This is, will be security, because I'm going to tell you something. When you go and make tawaf in the Kaaba, and the woman will be with herself, nobody, you find the husband, he always try to protect his wife because it's so crowded. So who gonna protect her for that if she wanna make tawaf? So it's better to take mahram with her. I defended this, I secure this, I love this to inshallah, based on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah accept from all of us. May Allah bless every one of you, and congratulations for all of you by the months of Dhul Hijjah. Don't lose the first 10 days of the months of Dhul Hijjah. When they ask Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, they said, which one is better, ya Ibn Taymiyyah? The last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, or the first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah? Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah answer, he said, the last 10 nights of Ramadan is better than any nights in the whole year. And the first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah is better than any days in the whole entire year. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala help us to perform right ibadah. Forgive me because I make you late. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless all of you. Jazakumullah khair, subhanak wa hamdik. Khairu ala ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. استمتع وخواتك يا شيخ.